does that make you more attentive to somebody like that who's been there and who's done that and he can teach you so much?
Yeah, definitely, especially at this level. I mean, the NFL level is the top of the top competition, so him being a guy that's top five right now, it's going to be a Hall of Famer. Of course, you got to listen and be attentive to what you say, because he's Frank Gore, man. He's a Hall of Famer already.
Do you ever walk into this locker room every day and thank God you're sitting next to a future Hall of Famer?
Definitely. I mean, be grateful for it, because not too many guys in this position. I mean, sitting there and listening to a Hall of Famer every day, he go to work every day just like me. Just sitting there every day, just give me that motivation, just be better or just be just like him.
What can you, I mean, can you put into words what he's meant, what you've learned from him?
This is a bunch of things. Like I just told him, it's just like, he made me a hard worker. I mean, he stay humble. I mean, he don't say anything. He just tell me, just keep working, just keep your head down, just work.
Marlon, when you came into the league, did you have any idea how high Frank ranked in terms of the all-time rushing list?
No, I didn't. Didn't know the all-time ranking list, but now I know. And he's top five, so something you got to know.
And he's mentioned one of the things he said to you early, hey, sneak out to practice a little earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, he's one of those guys, we always see him first guy out, last guy to lead. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when he told you that first? And I'm sure that's something that you haven't forgotten.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it was going to the beginning of the season. I say everybody, 53 also got set in, and he just told me that, just whispered that in my ear. I just stuck with it and go out there early now.
And I think back to that preseason game in Dallas where you kind of went off. Can you remember the first time coming off the sideline and seeing really how much he cared about what you were doing out there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, just going out there, know you got guys on the sideline who care about you. You just want to see the team succeed. Anything like that, you just want to be able to work and just work, make sure the team succeed first.